Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
If you will walk with me today as we walk through the scriptures, we've been on this sermon series called On Purpose. I'm going to try to take my time. I feel like I say that all the time. I'm going to be calm and take my time, and we're just going to talk today, right? We're just going to have a conversation, but we're going to walk through the scriptures. So this is the last message when we're talking about this area of on purpose per se, because we're going to shift into a next series that's dealing with straight up spiritual battles. And I'm actually really excited about that. And so I would say, if I always say, like, read ahead and look at some scriptures and everything. So this is where we're going in the month of August. So in the month of August, we'll be on this series that's called Spiritual Battles, and we'll actually be looking through those scriptures that you see there on the screen. We'll start off talking about walking with God, how important that is, then the works of the flesh, and then we'll take a look at the fruit of the Spirit. So definitely excited about where we are going. But let's go ahead and wrap up where we are today. So last week, we ended here on verse 3. And Paul was actually speaking to us and helping us to understand that there is a difference between the spiritual battle that goes on within us and the spiritual battle that may be taking place in the high places. And so what we're dealing with right now is dealing with the spiritual battle that is taking place within us. So let's walk through the Word of God. So verse 3 says this. Paul says, "For though we walk in the flesh, as mortal men, as mortal people, as people that live their life in this physical body just like everyone else," he says, "we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using weapons of men." So Paul is speaking to Christians. Paul is speaking to believers in Jesus Christ. So it's just like God is speaking to us right now if you have received Christ into your life. And God is saying to us right now, you can put your name in here and say, "The William, even though you live in this physical body just as everybody else do, you cannot carry on your spiritual warfare just like everybody else." This is so important. And I think at times as believers, you know, we don't want to be, what's that phrase? "Don't be so heavenly bound that you ain't no earthly good." That phrase, right? And sometimes what that does is that mindset is almost as if it keeps us from going and living our life at a higher level in God. And so what we do is try to fight battles that we are going through the same way that the world. So when I say the world, I'm talking about people who don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Right? And that's the way that we all enter. Now, I know some of y'all probably felt like the moment your mother gave birth to you, you know, you just was like, "Jesus, I believe in you," just like that. But for most of us, we had to reach this age of accountability. We had to reach this age where we understood that we needed a Savior. And that may have been when you were 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, like a long time ago. But what we learn is, the way that we fight our battles in life is this way. But then all of a sudden, God begins to speak to us and say, "Hey, you need to stop living your life that way, fighting your battles that way. You need to start fighting it this way." And that is a renewing of the mind, right? I don't want to mess with people, but in this message, in this series, I'm just going to give a disclaimer for today and even next week. I am going to mention some things that we have done or probably do in life that you might be like, "Dang, I can't do that." So the Word of God has the ability, is so sharp, the Word says, and is quick, sharp and quicker than a two-edged sword. The Word of God has the ability to pierce our mind and our will and our emotions to the point where if you're a little confused on, should I be doing this or that, the Word of God has the ability to separate it. And I think, and I believe during this series, God is going to come so sharply that we're going to walk away and be like, there is no doubt in my mind that that behavior is not of God. And that's where God wants us to be. But you know what has happened in life. So it talks about living our life as mere. Somebody told us that it was okay to do certain things. And so even though the Bible said don't, we concluded that it was okay. How many people told you that you don't have to go to church? We were there. Oh, you ain't gonna go to church. But the Bible says, forsake not the a gathering or the assembly of the saints. And then it says, like some do. And so sometimes we sit at home and we're like, I'm gonna have church right here on my couch. Now, if you have to do that because of your circumstances or situation, but if you got a church like right down the street, come on. And as you can see, like, you know, some of us, sometimes I got jeans on, sometimes I got, you know, like sometimes I dress like, come on, I ain't got nothing to wear. Stop it. Tell your friend, like, when you go home and they're like, I will come, but I ain't got nothing to wear. Tell them, stop it. We're making so excuses for going all in. And so here's the thing, is that sometimes it is not the enemy that is stopping us from a deeper relationship with God. It's us. It's our own mindset. It's stuff that somebody told us and taught us and our dispositions and our attitude. Come on, y'all understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the greatest argument is not me saying, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I remember, I think Joyce Myers may have said that. Sometimes we need to bind ourselves. Sometimes we need to look ourselves in the mirror and say, you need to stop acting so foolish. But sometimes what we want to do is we're just like, hey, pray for me, brother. Pray for me, sister. Pray that the devil stop messing with me. And what we really sometimes, and I'm not saying that the enemy don't, but what I'm saying, sometimes we need to say, pray for me, brother and sister, that I get this flesh under control. That I get my attitude under control. Come on. I mean, just go. This is what Paul is talking about. Now, when we get to Ephesians 6, then we go to principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness. But right now, Paul is talking about we, us, the enemy within. Amen? So the greatest battle I believe that we have is mono e mono. Praise God. It's like if you looked in a boxing ring and wonder who you were fighting. Y'all ever see movies like that? Like where it gives that depiction. And it's like, man, I'm fighting this person. And then it's like one of them stories. And then when you wake up and you realize, wow, I'm fighting myself. I'm fighting myself. And it's not, can I say this? It's not because you're crazy. It's not because you got, you know, this crazy thing going on. But if on Sunday you feel one way and Monday you feel another way, that's just your flesh. Y'all, it's just your flesh. Can we be real in this series here? It's just your flesh. And what is your flesh? Your flesh is your physical body along with your mind, the way you think, your will, your desires, and your emotions. That's the flesh. And it is warring against what it is that you know God wants you to do. So when we hear spiritual warfare, at times we immediately go to this war in the heavenly or the spiritual or the unseen realm. But Paul is talking about a battle in our flesh, our mind, our desires, our passion within our physical body. Amen. So it is called, we're about to go deep here. He defines this in verse 3. Just go back for a moment. In verse 3, he defines it as spiritual warfare because we as human beings are spirit, soul, and body. We're about to go deep. Amen. Tell yourself we're about to go deep. Usually sometimes we'll say, tell your neighbor. We're going to just talk to ourselves. William, we're about to go deep. So we are a spirit. You may have heard this, may have never heard this. living in a physical body, and then we have a mind, right? The way we think, and we have a will, our desires, and our emotions. So let's go back to the beginning. So Genesis 1:26 says this. Then God said, let us, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, make man in our image, physical image, like image, according to our likeness. So if God is a spirit and we are made in the image, even though it's a fit, made in the image of God, then that means the first thing that God did was made us as spiritual beings. Are y'all following this? So we can't see God. And the first thing he says is, let us make man, again, human. Man here is human. Let us make humans after our image and then give them the ability to behave like us. And so that means that God in the beginning, before he gave us a body, before he gave us a soul, the first thing within us is us as a spiritual being. And we are made in his image and then after his likeness. So the beauty is that yet in his image, we are spirit. After his likeness means now I have the ability to behave like God. Amen. Y'all still with me? This is good. This is good. Now, this is before the fall. I love this. So the most important, if you can hear this, so the most important part of me is my spirit. And when God redeems me, he redeems me spiritually. That is the reason that regardless of what I do in this physical body, that when the trumpet sound, if we're still alive, right, when Jesus comes back, or if I die before Jesus comes back, that is the reason why when it is time for me to go be with God, and I already received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, spiritually I can be with him just like that. Because the real part of me is spiritual. But, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but what the enemy will try to do, and I'm going to bring the enemy into this now, will try to us to get our lives living, not spiritual, but in the flesh. Physically, my mind all over the place, my desires all over the place, my emotions all over the place, and God is talking to me and trying to get my attention, but my mind is just all over the place. And that's the reason why I believe God is saying the first battle, or probably the most important battle that we've got to fight, is this one that's going on right here within us. So I am made in the image spiritually of God and after his likeness. So you may say, well, God, why is it that you want me to do something? Because I made you like me. You have the ability with my help to behave like my son who came to demonstrate how to do it. So why did Jesus come, put on flesh, and said, watch me? So that when he left and sent back the Spirit of God, we could say, I saw a man that showed me how to do it. It is not impossible for us to do what it is that God is calling us to do. Why? Because deep within every one of us, we are made in his image and after his likeness. So the Son says, I got it, so I'll go to the earth in the form of the people you want to redeem, God, and I will teach them my word. Because us receiving God in and of itself is enough to get us to heaven. But we need his word. We need his, I talked about this before, the support of the angels. But we need his word. Why? Because my body and my mind and my emotions and my desires is like, what you doing?
What do you mean you want to pray? What do you mean you want to read the Bible? What do you mean you want to walk in love? And so the more that I read the Bible, my mind is renewed because I am shifting the thoughts that I used to have about my life with now the thoughts that God has for me. So it's not enough that, I mean, it's enough, it's powerful that now God lives on the inside of us. But how in the world could God, y'all, live on the inside of me and I still act crazy? Come on, y'all. God, the one that said, let there be light, and there was light. Come on, y'all. God, Lazarus, come forward. God. You know why? Because our human will is so strong. It is so strong that you can have God living inside of you, and we still say, I ain't doing that. But what he's trying to get us to do is shift our thinking, because it's not about, am I saved? Am I going to heaven? It's about, how am I going to live my life on this earth? And my flesh is fighting. But what I got to do is discipline my flesh according to the word of God and remembering that God loves me. So this is not, I'm gonna beat myself up and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna fast until I don't. Hey, stop. The first thing we need to do is making sure that you realize that regardless of what you do, God loves you. So you don't have to do to get him to love you. You do because he loves you. So I'm not working to get him to love me more and more and more and more. No, he loves me so much. How deep, how wide is his love? I cannot escape his love for me. And because of that, my mind says, oh my goodness, I just want to live my life to please you because you are so awesome, God. So this thing that I'm struggling with, I am entering into spiritual warfare because I don't want that thing to separate me from your love up here. Spiritually, it cannot separate me. But have you ever felt like God don't love you? Have you ever been in a place where it's like, I can't feel God like I used to? That does not mean that God left you spiritually. That is a done deal. You know what the problem is? It's the flesh. And for some of us, we go through things that triggers something, and it comes as an interruption between us and God. And now I'm struggling, not spiritually, but mentally in my desires, because this experience in life is interrupting this. But what I've got to do is in those moments, I got to cry out to God and I got to say, Lord, help me. And I said, well, I don't feel God. And I say, well, you know what? It's not about feelings. It's good when I do feel the goosebumps, but it's not about feelings. So I am going to read my Bible regardless of whether I feel it or not. I'm going to come to church whether I feel it or not. I'm going to sing whether I feel it or not. Why? Because God does not feel some kind of way about me and then distance himself from me. So regardless of where I am, God, I will just keep coming back to you. Keep coming back. I will bring my body. I will bring my mind. I will bring my will. I will bring my emotions, God. Why? Because you're so awesome, God. God, you're the only one in my life that regardless of what I do, you just won't leave. Because he can't, because he is love. It's not what he does. God is love. So if someone, that's who they are, they don't know what else to do but love. And it's not contingent upon my behavior. We are within us spiritual beings who lives in the body and who has a mind, a will, and emotion. Sin separated us from God. Jesus died to bring us back. I received Jesus. I'm reconnected to the Father spiritually. But my flesh didn't get the memo. Or my flesh don't believe it. The greatest condemner in our life is our own selves. And you've got to tell yourself, I am redeemed. I belong to God. You got to say, yeah, I ain't perfect, but the perfect one loves me. I'm not where I was last year. You've got to talk to yourself. You've got to talk to yourself. You know why? Because yourself is talking to you. How about we do this tomorrow morning? Well, sometimes as soon as you wake up, your mind is just going, what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So what if next to your bed you put some scriptures that you needed to combat those, that chatter? You say, God is love. God loves me. Whatever the scripture is, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. Whatever it is, how about like next to your bed, some type of, you see, some type of confession from the Word of God that can combat the words that are coming into our mind. If that's you, soon as you wake up. I know at times that's me. And soon as I wake up, my mind is racing. And it's like, wah, 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 wah. So let's get to our thoughts before our thoughts get to us. Like what I mean is get us down. Because sometimes thoughts, they just come. But when they come, but replace it. Don't say, I don't want to think that. It's going to be like one of your friends that wouldn't leave you alone until you replace them. So if there are thoughts that come in your mind that you know is not good according to God's word, replace it with what is good according to his word. Don't leave that space empty. Don't just say, stop thinking that. Stop thinking that. Stop thinking that. Stop. Replace it with what God says about you. Amen. I'm just going to walk through these final scriptures a little bit just so that you can see it. And then we'll wrap up. Y'all still with me? Woo! Y'all got me sweating up here. I think I sweat every Sunday, but I'm going to just blame it on y'all. So God created, again, man, human, in his own image. In the image of likeness of God, he created him, male and female, right? And then God blessed them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and all of that. And then Genesis 2:7, we'll stop here. So all that happened was spiritual. Then God formed man, that is, created the body of man, or human, man, actually man, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being and an individual complete in body and spirit. And yes, this is what happened with Adam, and then eventually Eve comes along, but this is the same process in our life with God. All of this is before Genesis 3, where man falls. So what is this saying? That the most important part of us is the part that is made after the image and likeness of God. And it is that part of us that got to get the other parts of us in line with who we are. God's destiny or purpose for your life lies within who you are spiritually. But you've got to teach your mind and your body who that person is. I'm going to say that again. Your purpose, your destiny within you is in your spirit. And now that you're a believer, the Holy Spirit is able to speak to you. But you, with the Word, with the Holy Spirit, have got to teach your body and your mind who this person is. And that is the Christian walk. That's the journey. That's it. That's why we come to church. It's so that my mind can say, I got it. And now when the Holy Spirit begins to speak, you can say, I heard that before. I read something like that. And now you can say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. But if you're not reading your word, if you're not coming to church consistently, if you're not doing all that kind of stuff, your mind is just, you will walk out of here and later on today, jump right back into some of the stuff that you used to. But the more you expose yourself to what God is saying, the Holy Spirit is over here like, yes, yes, yes. Your spirit is like, yes, yes, yes. Your mind is like, what are you doing to me? But eventually, our flesh gets in line with what God wants us to do. Whew, man. Man. And then he says, now go make disciples of other people. Teach them what you're learning. Don't just keep it to yourself. Praise God. Y'all get that? Man. So I believe God wanted us to talk about this before we go on and start talking about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit, because all that is about what's going on right here within us. But I got to understand who I am and the weapons that God has given me to be able to battle. If not, you will feel defeated. You are not defeated. You are victorious because of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.